Okay, so
Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial from Bozeman, Montana. And this is the Meditation to Self-Realization Show. I'm Jim.
And I'm Marion.
And we're going to do a couple of gratitudes today. This is the season for gratitude. We got Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas follows. And we have a lot to be thankful for, don't we?
Yes, we're in winter wonderland here now, Montana.
Yeah, I'm grateful for all that snow. So we're going to have, just to let you know how the show is set up, we're going to do a gratitude challenge. It's a 12-day challenge that Acom puts on. And it's just being grateful for various things, father, mother, son, siblings, etc., people at work, friends. And tonight we're going to start with gratitude for the mother and then follow that up with gratitude for the father. We'll have Krishnaji introduce gratitude, where, you know, gratitude from the heart. And prior to that, I think, Marion, you want to lead us into a meditation.
Okay, I would like to. So this is to bring us all together and into one heart and one mind and one consciousness. So if you are able to close your eyes, please do so now. And sit with your spine erect and focus on your breath. We're going to focus on our breath, making it a long inhale and then a slow, longer exhale. So as you inhale, feel your chest rise, and as you exhale slowly, feel your chest fall. Relax your facial muscles. Make sure your tongue is relaxed. And drop your shoulders. And keep taking some slow, deep breaths, making that exhalation longer than your inhalation. And as you do this breathing, feel your whole body relax. As you exhale, feel it move through your limbs and right down into the earth. And now, with your inhale, I would like you to focus on your heart area. And feel your heart expand with your breath and open. And you might want to bring in some loved ones while your heart is open and expanding to enfold them. And with your next inhale, even open it wider to include all of life. Can we expand our love to encompass all life? And to be grateful for our lives. and those of our loved ones. Okay. And if thoughts are pulling you away, just focus on your breath. And take one more inhale and a long, slow exhale. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And we're going to get ready to start our show. And we're going to start now with a little introduction about creating miracles in your life with gratitude. And it's going to be an introduction by Krishnaji, who is the co-founder with his wife, Preetaji, of the Ekam movement, and Ekam, which is also a live energy field in India. So here we have Krishnaji.
Into us, because we celebrate it as the gratitude season of the year. You may wonder why gratitude is so important. When I close my eyes and feel humanity, I often connect with the pain of isolation suffered by human beings every day. Humanity today lives in a way that is the opposite of how it is designed to be. Humans are intrinsically connected beings. But sadly today, most people live isolated, lonely lives. You live isolated from those who are a part of you and a part of your life. This pain of isolation and loneliness has to be healed. And a beautiful state of gratitude is the only force to heal. When nurtured as a state of being, gratitude has the power to activate the 40,000 neurons in your heart. When heart neurons become activated, all the major decisions and choices of your life are guided by your heart. You begin to access the potential of intuitive intelligence, which is superior to the reasoning intelligence of the brain. When your heart is awakened, you feel situations, you feel people around you, and your observations will most often be accurate. Imagine the impact this could have on all your relationships. You would create a joyful family by being a heart-centered parent and a heart-centered partner. You would create strong teams and partnerships in workspaces by being a heart-centered professional and a heart-centered leader. I want every one of you to experience the magic that a beautiful state of gratitude can bring into your life. Hence, I invite you to take the Ekam Gratitude Challenge. You would have taken several challenges that push the limitations of your body and mind. But the gratitude challenge is unique. It works on you at several levels, pushing you beyond the limitations within that separate you from the other, thus causing you to feel isolated and lonely. It transforms you into an inclusive, caring, and connected human being. Being connected, you draw great miracles and synchronicities from the universe. Please pay attention. There is a secret to this magic. The gratitude challenge works its magic when you go beyond yourself and make others around you benefit through this challenge. While going through the challenge and having your heart awakened is a significant step, the magic of the gratitude challenge unfolds when you contribute. It unfolds when you make others around you experience the magic of that heart awakening. That is why I ask everyone here to take up the 12-day Ekam Gratitude Challenge to scores of people around you. Become a helmsman as you steer your ship to the shores of joy, take others along with you. When done together, the Gratitude Challenge will have a collective impact that will be immensely more powerful than doing it by yourself. When done together, you will witness a great flow of creative intelligence that will manifest as solutions to your life's challenges. When done together, you will experience the power of the universal intelligence flow through all of you. Remember, when you live in gratitude, the universe will give you more opportunities to be grateful.
Okay. Well, that was quite something there. Hello, universe, I am grateful. It's it is amazing when we think about gratitude for everybody, for the whole universe, and for being here and for this creation, and including other people in that. In that joy of feeling grateful, I don't know, it brings a smile to my face, and it does give me a sense of togetherness, because we're all
in this together.
Yeah,
and it's not the easiest of times, and it's easy to get down or even depressed, and yet this is a great opportunity to be here to change things for the better. And the more gratitude we have, the happier we become. I know for myself, Jim and I have been doing this gratitude challenge for the last several years.
We literally do it every day.
We do. Although this is the challenge.
This is a challenge.
This is the, this we don't do every day. We don't do the challenge. And so I know for me, it really deepens my sense of what Thanksgiving is really about. And so it becomes more than just a family event and a big meal. And somehow I can embrace my family, my friends, and really everyone that I come in contact with as I'm doing this and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have a lot of gratitude for the people I work with, for the situations that come into my life, that even if I don't have control of the situation, it doesn't matter. I'm just grateful for what comes forth, you know, and what I get to deal with every day.
Experience,
that's the word I was looking for.
Okay.
Enjoying life experientially. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of gratitude in there. So now on this challenge, it starts out with, we're going to do it from the breathing room. There's a breathing room app you can join. You just have to look it up on Google, AICOM breathing room. And there's free meditations there, or you can become a member and get more meditations. And this first one is gratitude for our mother.
Well, before we get started on that, Jim, I just wanted to let everyone know that there are various gratitude challenges that you can do with others. And there's one on every morning at 8 a.m. on Zoom. You can access it on Zoom. And the U.S. and the ID number is, you want to get a paper and pen, the ID number is 208-720-0425. And the passcode is 1111. We'll give it to you again. So if you need to get a piece of paper and pen, we'll give it to you again.
Yeah.
After.
Because we're going to do a gratitude for mother. Then after a while, we'll share our experience with that meditation with you. And then we'll do a gratitude for father. That's number two. And share our experience with that meditation. So it'll be a little different this show. But here we go. Day one of the gratitude challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Namaste. Welcome to the Gratitude Challenge starting today. Shri Krishnaji and I will be throwing 12 differing gratitude challenges at you in each of these 12 days. Let us see if you can rise to the occasion. Agreed, some days will be easy and some will be tougher, dependent on your life experience. But that is the essence of a challenge, don't you think? You must know going through this challenge for 12 consecutive days without failing will give you two extraordinary gifts. One, the gratitude challenge will awaken the neurons in your heart and radiate a powerful magnetic field from your heart. If this is not enough, there is another gift waiting for you. Your magnetic field will tune into the universal intelligence or the divine and draw some miracles, draw some experiences of grace, some synchronicity, or a sign for you from the divine. What the gift will be, we cannot predict, but you will receive it. Are you ready to take the plunge? Simply know that this is a very unique challenge, not like anything you have experienced before. So, what is gratitude? Gratitude most often is perceived and limited to an attitude, an etiquette, a polite gesture, or even a habit. For us, gratitude is more than all this. It is a state of being. It is an outpouring of love you feel when you recognize that you have received so much. Most people take easily, but don't realize that they have been given. A heart that is unawakened to gratitude is like a bird that has lost its song. The heart chakra, your anahata, is seen mystically as a green 12-petaled lotus. With every passing day, you open a heart petal and have a fully blossomed heart. A heart that is radiant, a heart that is rich, and a heart that is whole. Let us today bring attention to the primal relationship you share. Your relationship with your mother. Every one of us is born from the womb of a mother. None is an exception to this. Your relationship with your mother started even before you were born. She birthed you in her heart with a desire before she held you in her womb. In India, we say Matru Devo Bhava, because she does what God does. She creates. Even if you do not remember, it is her embrace and love that sustained life in you. It is her lullabies that put you to sleep. Her soft words that taught you to love. Awakening to gratitude towards your biological mother or your adoptive mother or anyone who cared for you in place of a mother in your childhood, I would say, would heal your heart and would make you whole. Now to the challenge of gratitude meditation. Sit cross-legged, preferably on a meditation cushion or a mat. If not, sit on a chair with your spine erect. Open your arms, place them on your thighs, open to skies. Hold your attention at the center of your chest all through the neck stage. Slowly inhaling, opening your chest. Tilt your head back, looking to the sky. Chanting Yang, slowly contract your shoulders. Bring your head down as if you're looking into your heart. Yang. Slowly inhaling, opening your chest, tilt your head back, looking to the sky. Yang. Close your eyes. Attention at the heart. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Now relax and breathe normally. Place your right palm on the center of your chest with your fingers spreading to the left of your chest. Now connect to your mother. Think of a few moments when you experienced her concern, her care, and her total love for you. feel her in those moments when she sacrificed her love and her comfort for your sake. If you have never thanked her, this should be the time for you to let her know how much you love her. Speak to her in your heart.
Dhanyosmi Mata. Dhanyosmi Mata. Dhanyosmi Mata. Dhanyosmi Mata. Dhanyosmi Mata. Dhanyosmi Mata. Dhanyosmi Mata.
Feel your heart's energy field expand and connect to the infinite field of divine intelligence around you. Ask the Divine to bless your mother with grace for a beautiful life. Embrace your mother with deep feeling and wish for her well-being. Express gratitude to the divine intelligence. open your eyes now. Take the time today to express your gratitude to your mother, especially sharing with her the beautiful moments of love she gave you. This will complete the first day's gratitude challenge. Share your experience with us on the group so all of us can share in your joy. It may also open someone else's heart. Namaste.
Well, that was quite a meditation. Everybody zoned out for a while there. For a while, I
thought. With your mom?
Yeah, just briefly, I thought I saw her, and then everything disappeared from the screen of wherever I was at. But I did see her smile.
Imagine my mom. I felt her. I felt her more than I saw her. Because my mom's passed away and has been gone for about 7 years. So it was more of a feeling. And then just kind of reviewing times with her. So it was a beautiful heart connection for sure.
Yeah, it came to me. I had a real nice visual. It was real warm. Growing up, we'd come home from school. We used to have to walk a mile in the cold, windy Chicago weather. And it was so refreshing to come home, plop down in the kitchen with our homework at the kitchen table while our mom would be preparing dinner and dessert, and we'd get to scrape out bowls and try out and smell the aromas, and she would help us with our homework. But what really affected me with that fond memory is the how this, it really, there was three of us, three siblings, myself, my brother, my sister. And it was like a uniting the family together in the kitchen and all that warmth of food and anticipation for Dad coming home. And so it was a real strengthening time, you know, for togetherness with the family. So despite all our differences and any other negative energies, that was real positive. It was a real positive influence for me. And I think that smile I saw on my mom's face was how much it meant for her to be able to be with us. You know, it was like, we supported her while she was cooking, and she supported us while we were doing homework. And
she was probably smiling at the apple crisp you made tonight. That's still sitting on our table here. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, tribute to our mothers.
And, you know, it's just like Rita G said, even if you... if your mother passed, my mom passed quite some time ago, but even if you grew up without a mom, maybe you grew up with somebody else taking her place, you know, a grandmother or a
older sibling.
Right. You just...
an aunt.
Anybody or anything that acted as a replacement for the mother figure.
An adopted mother.
Mm-hmm.
Or... so, all right, well, now you have had a taste of what the gratitude challenges like, and in most of them, I do think we do chanting. And mm-hmm. I believe it's a little bit different, or maybe just the body movements are different. So,
well, this one that we just did was nice because it connected with the heart. So, as Prithaji said, we get the 40,000
billion.
Million, 40 million neurons of the heart, and then that connects to your brain, and now you have your heart talking to the brain instead of vice versa, which gives you a lot of compassion, love, and that's what gratitude is all about. Now it's a 12-day challenge. We only have, I think, 3 radio shows before Thanksgiving, so let's see if we can fit in another one. The way the gratitude challenge worked, day 2 is with the Father, gratitude towards the Father. So let's touch on that, and then we'll do a little sharing there, see what comes up in the meditation.
How was your experience of connecting with your mother yesterday? Please don't forget to share it with your friends. Do you have the courage to go in today? Today you will open your heart to gratitude towards your father. This could be your biological father or anyone who stood by you in the position of a father. Your father may have been a strict man or a loving man or a caring man, a weak man or a man with a tough exterior. He may have had his weaknesses and flaws. However great or imperfect he may have been, connecting to those beautiful moments he gave you and opening your heart with gratitude towards him, please know will make you whole. It will make you love your life better. Your connection with your father will give you the courage to face the tough and rough of life. Now to the challenge of gratitude meditation. Sit cross-legged, preferably on a meditation cushion or a mat. If not, sit on a chair with your spine erect. Open your arms, place them on your thighs, open to skies. Hold your attention at the center of your chest all through the next stage. Slowly inhaling, opening your chest, tilt your head back, looking to the sky. Chanting Yang, slowly contract your shoulders. Bring your head down as if you're looking into your heart. Yang. Slowly inhaling, opening your chest. Tilt your head back, looking to the sky. Yang. Close your eyes. Attention at the heart. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Now relax and breathe normally. Place your right palm on the center of your chest with your fingers spreading to the left of your chest. Now connect to your father. Think of those moments when you experienced his protection. Moments when you played together or did fun things together. Think of those moments when he stood by you as you were cracking. All those moments when he cared for you. If you have never thanked him, this should be the time you do. Think of all those moments of his giving which you never acknowledged. Allow your heart to open up and feel.
And you.
Feel your heart's energy field expand and connect to the infinite field of divine intelligence all around you.
Sorry, a little computer glitch here. Wi-Fi went out, and so we didn't quite finish the meditation. But
well, we finished the meditation. We just got really close at the
very end. Yeah.
So, probably contacting your dad, your father, or just contacting him in your heart, or write a letter, or. If he's passed away, just connect that way.
Connect. Not connected.
I believe that's how it
ends. With mine. And brought him into my meditation. It was really beautiful. I experienced his joy. You know what I experienced has been after moving out of the house and for so many years coming back every so often to visit. And especially later, when it wasn't just visiting for the holidays and family and relatives, but when I would come and stay with my folks for a couple of weeks, and what I recall is the excitement and in his eyes and his whole presence and open arms and Jim, so glad to see you. Oh man, and it just. It really warmed my heart here during this meditation to feel that. And then it brought into memory all of the type of things he shared with us as a family with the outdoors that really had an impact on my life and even my children's lives. We've always gotten into being outdoors, camping, skiing, fishing, boating, whatever, even hiking. And so I really feel his joy, especially when I would share experiences with him, that we've done that, you know, as a family. And so it was quite a nice experience I had with my dad tonight. Yeah.
He was a good man.
Yeah.
I mean, your mom and dad were very
his life, people. Like living with the yin and the yang.
That's what it is. And my experience was mostly flashbacks of times together with my dad. And I felt tears coming right here towards the end when we were giving our gratitude because I realized how much of his life he gave going to work every day and raising a large family, 7 children, and my mom as well. He's the one that went out and worked every day and came home, worked in the garden, passed that passion on to most of his children, me for sure. And so it really did open my heart to gratitude. And I felt his presence while I was being grateful. It's the beauty of opening your hearts. And I love it. So. Okay. So are we about ready to sing our song?
We can wrap it up. All right, let's go for it.
Can we sing?
We can sing. We can sing tonight. I think I got a voice. We'll find out. It's been a little under the weather lately, so here we go.
Let's see. What's the first verse?
May.
May, the first word.
May the long time sun shine upon you, all love
surround you,
and the pure light within you guide your way, guide your way, guide your way. Well,
which means that Hamsa means I am
you and we are one. Hamsa soham ekam. I don't know what note we hit.
Yeah, well, we
but
did
I'm
the
grateful
best
we
could.
Hit something.
Well, we're hoping we didn't burn your ears, and we just want to send all our gratitude for you listening in on our show, and we look forward to being together again next week.
Yeah, we'll probably cover partners and siblings at least.
Okay.
So, folks,
and if you would like to join the Zoom number at 8 a.m. Montana time on Saturday the 12th, it would be at, it's going to be 1 hour earlier, so 7 o'clock, and you've already done the number one. So every day after that, it will be at 8 o'clock in the morning. The Zoom ID number is 208-720-0425, and the passcode is 1111.
And when does that start?
On Saturday, November 12th at 7 o'clock. On November 13th and every day after, it's at 8 o'clock a.m. Okay. Mountain Standard Time.
All right. That's, sounds good to me.
I think we're standard now, right?
Yeah. Well, you folks have a good rest of the evening and the weekend coming up, and then we'll see you next Thursday.
Till then.
God bless.